Now, let's move into chapter 10. And we find out we've got another wonderful chapter before us. And we see here the injustice of life suggests the adoption of a very moderate course. Now listen to this. Dead flies caused the ointment of the apothecary to send forth a stinking savor. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. You see, one night on the town can mean a lifetime in the darkness of the disease or of death. I could give you many examples. I had an officer in a church I served back east that said to me, he said, you know, I was brought up in a Christian home. He said, I never did really run around. But when I went away from home, got a job, I went out with the fellas one night. That's the only night in my life I went out. And that's the night I got a venereal disease. And he says, I had to postpone marriage several years. I had to break up an engagement with a sweet, lovely girl. You know, just one dead fly will just ruin the ointment of the apothecary. Cause it to spoil. How tragic. A mother spends 21 years teaching a son to be wise, and some girl will come along and make a fool out of him in 5 minutes. Oh, what a picture. A little folly, just a little foolishness. That's all that it takes. And that is the thing that can ruin a life and spoil other lives. Now, verse 2, a wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart's at his left. What does he mean here? Well, he means simply this. That, my friend, whatever you do with your hand, whatever you do, do it with heart. Don't do it reluctantly. If you're going to serve God, do it with joy and excitement. Don't make the Christian life a drag and a drudge. Make it something worthwhile, or don't be using your hands so much. Whatever you do, do it with excitement. Verse 3, yea, also, when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him, and he saith to every one that he's a fool. Now, he just doesn't go around carrying a placard on his, you know, self, saying, I am a fool. And fact of the matter is, all he has to do is open his mouth. And sometimes he doesn't even have to open his mouth. And he's proven a fool. You can be in a meeting sometime, especially these meetings that are called by someone, you know, for the community, and you want to get a viewpoint, and you have several people get up there, and you say, my, I didn't realize my neighbor was so intelligent. Then all of a sudden, some fella gets up. And the minute he opens his mouth, you look at your friend next to you, and you know, arch your eyebrow. There's another one. He's a fool. That's what the Bible calls him. We're not to call a man a fool, but that's what the Bible says he is. A fool's heart is always at his left hand. And also the fool is one that, say, he tells everybody what he is. Now, verse 4, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. In other words, if you can't fight City Hall, then join it. That's exactly what the man under the sun's going to do.